Okay, today I would like to continue with just a few more dinim about the wine. There is a nicer that comes up that There is a nicer that comes up about chama midina. I'm not going to go into it now because Baruch Hashem, it's not negated to a lot of us. But for those that it is negated to know what they could drink instead of wine or grape juice, there is the sugya of Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina is basically the drink of the Medina that's in place of wine or chashav like wine. And I quoted over here the tshuva from Rav Moshe, which is a very yisoyizdik tshuva in the sugya that one has to learn up to understand what's considered a Chamar Medina. In the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you're choosing your wine, so we learned today when choosing wine, one should choose wine which is preferably red, unless the white wine tastes better to him. And one should choose wine which is also, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's not cooked. And as the Shulchan Aruch says, one is yaitza with wine that was cooked. However, it implies that there may be an adifus to get wine which was not cooked, which was not mevushal. The Rambam explains why would one prefer wine that's not mevushal. According to the Rambam, one could only make kiddush on wine which is roy to be used for lenasich al gabe mizbech, for nisuch hayayin. And over there, there's a din that if the wine was once cooked, one cannot use it for nisuch hayayin. Again, we do not paskin like the shitas of Rambam. We hold that one could use yayin mevushal. However, there definitely is an adifus to it. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Ayin Beis in Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Brura, thank you. The Mishnah Brura brings down a second reason for why Yayin, which is Mevushal, is less than Yayin Mevushal. He brings down a reason because Mishtana L'Greyusa, when they cook it, it changes its taste. It degrades it. It's still wine. It's considered wine. But it's wine which is degraded. And for Kiddush, we want to use wine which is top level. The El Yeraba, from the El Yeraba, we see that the minig is to make Kiddush on Yayin, even if it's cooked, as long as it's better. It's better. So bottom line is that if one does have a choice, they have wine which is not mevushal, wine that is mevushal, as the Mishmur says, unless the mevushal is better tasting to him. In general, we find that the wine that one uses for Kiddush should be wine that's toiv, that's good, chashiv, and also tasting to his palate, to his throat, that he enjoys. It should be a wine that one enjoys. Especially Kiddush of the day, one should look for Toivi Yafa, wine which is very good tasting. In a case where the wine is not mevushal, if he's going to have by the table a non-Jew, maybe an aide for an elderly person, or a maid in a house to live in, or even someone who's not religious, one has to be careful from the dinim of Yayin that was touched by or poured by a non-Jew or a non-frum Jew. In cases where you have non-frum Jews which are on there in the process of becoming frum, or non-frum Jews which are not necessarily against Yiddishkeit, just they're living their life in more of a convenient way, if they do pour from the bottle, if they do pour from the bottle, or they do decide to touch the wine, we won't ask it. But if a non-Jew will touch the wine or pour, then that's a bigger issue. This brings us back to grape juice. We spoke a little about grape juice yesterday, that grape juice is missing the mila of being alcoholic, which has the mila of derech eros. A second issue that's quoted about grape juice is that bederach klal, usually grape juice is pasteurized, which means it went through a cooking process, and usually it was brought to the degree of 165 degrees. were based on the tshuvas for a Moshe that's called Yatzaledes. So that is considered cooked. And therefore, grape juice, again, doesn't have this mila of Enei Mevushel. Shimon Eider brings down that those that are chaylik, those that held that grape juice is good to use, and it does not they and that they held many gedolei Aroah held that does not lose the mila of mevushel, because the inyan of bishul is that when it was cooked, some of the liquid evaporated. The way they pasteurize the grape juice is that they put it into pipes in ways that they bring it to the level of, they bring it to the degree of heat that they can kill the bacteria without any of the grape juice disappearing, or without it even being nishtana legreusa. And therefore, yesh ladun, if even for yayin haroi lenaseich, will be a problem. So therefore, again, those that need to use grape juice should feel comfortable using grape juice, and that's fine. A second nekuda that's mentioned, this halacha, is wine, which is konditun, means that they mixed into the wine honey or different types of sweet things to make the wine sweet, which there are certain wines, certain red wines, which are sweet red wines, which they added sugar into it, which again, is not ma'akev, but it's definitely better if one would use a wine where they did not add any sweetness into it. Wine which is sweetened on its own, like a lot of the semi-dry white wine is sweet on its own, that's not an issue of konditun. Konditun is where it was mixed into it. So certain sweet red wines have that. Then we find a very interesting halacha over here. Even a ani, someone who's poor is poor, who needs to be supported from tzedakah, he's mechuyiv to sell his clothing. He's mechuyiv to sell from his clothing or to borrow or to rent himself out to get hired in order to be able to buy wine for the dalakaisis. Which just shows us how far this mitzvah of dalakaisis goes. It's interesting, Bir Halacha discussing why should there be this extra chiyuv over here by Dalek Kaisais, and the svar that's given is because of Pesume Nisa. The inyan of Pesume Nisa is so strong that just like we find by Ner Chanukah, the same halacha, that Ani has to give himself from whatever he has in order to be able to light the nearest Chanukah because of the inyan of Pesume Nisa, so too by Dalek Kaisais. Now, the Pirsum Nes of Dalakais is really for myself, for me. I have a chiyuv of Laharis is Atzmai. As you take a look at this tshuva from the Avnei Neza, I have a chiyuv Laharis is Atzmai to bring myself to the point where I'm feeling the freedom. I'm feeling myself going out of Mitzrayim. I'll be mefarsing the Nes to myself. Not necessarily to others, to the outside, like we're doing by Chanukah, by lighting by the door of the house. Over here, I'm lighting, I'm drinking the dalakaisais to bring myself to the feeling of geula that I myself was nigal. And therefore, the mitzvah of dalakaisais is so important to us to fulfill this persume anes, that even a ani who is Barnizman at Stoka and should do whatever he could to be able to acquire the wine for the Dalkais. Now, of course, the Mishburu points out that the Gabay at Stoka are achroi to make sure that he has wine and matzah for Pesach, especially we discussed the mitzvah Moz Chitim. But again, if he did not receive from the Stoka or for whatever reason he needs more, so then he has to, on his own, make sure that he gets it. And it's important that hargosha, the feelings of the evening, is what plays a big role over here. The mitzvah of dalakaisis is not just on men, it's also on women. As the Gemara tells us, sha'af heino yubaisa nes. They also were included in the nest. And the Rashbam, interestingly learns, based on a Gemara Masechta Sota, that the Avhin Ba'isa Nes, it's not just that they were involved in the Nes and they were saved, but it was B'schar Nashim Tikani Ais. It was in reward of the righteous women of that generation that we went out. They brought the Gula. When Chazal were mistaken, Chazal are not going to leave out the women. If they were the ones who played such an important role in bringing the Gula, so then they have to be part of this zecher, this mitzvah, which is feeling the Gula. Tosfos learns that Apeinu Yibayisenes means that they were saved by Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Bi'ur Halacha points out, if so, if this is true, and it is true, according to this, that women are chayiv in Dalit Kaisais. So just like we learned earlier that the din of Dalit Kaisais is that we need to drink it al haseder. You can't just sit down and drink four Kaisais, one after another. And they should be done, each one, with the mitzvah that they're part of, that they belong to. So women have to be careful about that. Women sometimes get very busy in the preparations. They get busy with taking care of the children, the infants. So they have to make sure that when they're drinking the Dalit Kaisais, first of all, not to miss out on drinking the Dalit Kaisais, and also that it should be done al haseder. At least they should hear Haggadah from their husbands, because according to the Pri Chadash, one is even bidyevin not yotze if you just drink the kaisais without doing it with the mitzvahs. What about children? Are children chayavin in the mitzvah dalik kaisais? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us children that reach the age of chinuch, which is that they understand the mitzvah of sipo yitzias mitzrayim. They understand on whatever level it is that we were avadim, we were slaves to a king, a very mean king. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he brought the Esa Makos and he took us out of Mitzrayim and he did Kriyas Yam stuff. If they can understand that, there's a mitzvah to give to them a kais, to give them kaisais. And there's a very interesting Machlekes Rishonim, if this mitzvah is Davka, a tinuk shegiel chinuch. There are rishonim that learn that even if the child has not reached chinuch, he's also chayv in this mitzvah, because afhein hoyu ba'isa nes, similar to women, they were also involved in the nest of yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a gemara. The gemara on the kuches on the base. The gemara tells us, brings down a brisa, that hakol chayovim ba'arba koises alolu. Everyone's chayiv in these dalit kaisais, whether it's women, men, children. That's the sheet of the Rabbanon. And Rav Yehuda responded, Ma to'eles yesh l'tinoikos b'yayin. What to'eles, what purpose do these children have with yayin? Elo, mechalkin len kloyes ve'goyzim erev Pesach. We give out to them roasted wheat, nuts on erev Pesach, kadesh le'yishnu, so they shouldn't go to sleep, v'yishalu. And as it said on Rabbi Kiva, that he would do so on Erev Pesach. And we do different things with Chaytvin and Samatzah in order that the children should stay up at night. And the Rashbam learns, the Rashbam explains that the Machlek is over here between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is, according to Rabbanon, they're chayv in the Dalit Kaisais because they were also Nigalu, which sort of implies even young children less than the age of chinuch perhaps a chayiv in this mitzvah of dalit kaisais or should do it because they were also nigalu. However, Rabbi Yehuda learns, says Rashbam, learns, children don't appreciate wine. Children don't become happy from wine. So there's no derech cheres in it. Not that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Yesod that the children also were nigalu and therefore they should be involved in the mitzvah. But what? They're not going to tap into the mitzvah by drinking wine. So therefore, give out to them other types of of nash or different types of treats that will keep them awake, that they should be involved in the seder of the lela seder. And this is a discussion in different paiskim about the children that are chayiv in dalek kaisos, or that we have a chiv to mechanech them. Now, halacha, the mechaber paskins, children that reach the age of chinuch, those are the ones that we give them the kaisos. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that even ketanim, their fathers are chayiv to mechanech them with the mitzvah of drinking the kaisos al haseder. Again, just to drink the kaisos alone is not a complete mitzvah. It should be al haseder, especially if they already reached the age of chinuch. What is the age of chinuch? Says Shulchan Aruch Rav, "Shegiul is man sheroy lechanchom l'shmoya hadvarim shoyim al kaisis." They're at the age that they can listen to the words that are being said on the kaisis. Kigoyin shein yoydim einyan kedushas yantiv. They understand the kedusha of the yantiv. V'gam yesh ben das lahavim hashem esaprin lem yitzias mitzrayim ba'amiris agada. That's the age that we're referring to, which the Chok Yaakov says is around 5 or 6, Shmur 6 or 7. I think some reason our children are more advanced. So even at the age of 3, it sounds like they understand these things. But there's different levels of their understanding. Whether you need to give them a kais that holds the complete reviyas or not, it's a different discussion, general discussion. When the mechanech children with mitzvahs, does it have to be with all the pitchkefis of the mitzvah or not? But vada the mishbur comes down to be halacha and tafreish above that lechatchila for sure one should give them at least a kosher esrig, a kosher lulav. So we also the kosher should be a revius, like we mentioned yesterday, 2.9 fluid ounces, which is not that big at all. The daughters, the Aruch HaShulchan says that lifnei atinoikos, in front of the girls, there's no kepeda. The yearly, he says, the alpha gavda v'chomogim in abonis v'chal chinuch, chomogim v'lel pesach tzorg l'chanchom. Says, however, to him it would seem that even though there may not be a din chinuch on daughters, which is a discussion by itself, however, lel pesach, we have to be mechanech them. And this is a very important insight for us. Our ikar emuna, our ikar belief, and our ikar reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dependent on Yetzias Mitzrayim. The better and the more clear that we have of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to the world at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the greater our emuna is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan again points out that there's a mitzvah to give out to the children, klayis ve'gozim, so they should see this difference, this change, and they'll ask. And the Torah was makpid on the shelas habanim belayla. And that's the Shulchan Aruch mitzvah lechalik tinoikos klayis ve'gozim, which is lav davka klayis ve'gozim, depending on the generation of what's considered a treat to the children, what will keep them awake, the excitement, finding different ways of exciting them to keep them awake. And that was the pshat we learned earlier from the Shaar Tzion in the Gemara of Chaitfin Matzos, to grab the matzos in order to be ma'ira the children so that they should get involved. So here we just finished describing the wine and the chiyuv of the dalek kaisis, upon whom the chiyuv of the dalek kaisis is. And like we mentioned, one should prepare the wine from before Pesach already, pick out the bottle of wine that he'll be using at the Lila Seder, not that when he comes home from Shul, he's going to start looking around for the bottle and choose the bottle of wine that he wants to choose. Another point of achana is the kittel. Have the kittel ready, that they have to look for the kittel. There's a minig to wear a kittel at the night of the Seder. Now, a kittel has two aspects to it. If we take a look in Hilchas Yom Kippur, the Rama over there brings down two nekudas about the kittel. One nekuda is that a kittel represents the Malachi Asharis. A kittel is a white beged which is white and clean, and it represents the Malach HaShores, which is the Indian of Simcha. It gives a person a cleanliness feeling, a feeling of clean. When a person's clean, he's excited. He's happy. People sing when they're cleaning themselves. It's exciting. So the wearing of it, it brings simcha to a person. It's at Sheni, we find that the kittel represents beg and mason. And therefore the Ramban Nochzim Kippur says, Ayideze Leva Adam Nichna V'Nishba. And therefore these two reasons would apply over here by Pesach. From one angle, we're wearing the kittel because it's a dugma to Malach HaShores. On this special evening, we're all daima to Malach HaShores. It's a very happy time of the year. It's a sheni, even though we're experiencing the geula and we're on a high, but at the same time, we have to keep it balanced. And therefore, we wear the kittel, which represents beg and mason for some achno. There's a discussion in the Paiskim of whether a chassin, shan rishayna shawir or not. And what seems to be the psak of many paiskim and except the psak is that a chassin the first year does wear, unless he knows the meaning of his family is not to, because the ikar reason by lel pesach is because of malach hasharis. It's the inyan of simcha. Yom kippah, the ikar reason is because of beg and mesim. Therefore, a chassin in his shan rishayna does not wear a kittel by Lel Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. However, Lel HaSeder, Rav Moshe and other Paiskim held that a chassin b'shan Rishayna should wear because the Ikar reason is because of Malach HaShores. There's also discussion in Shulchan Aruch Rav about a Avol Rachman Litzan wearing a kittel or not. Another reason for the kittel is brought down in the Mikrae Kodesh, which is that since the Minhagi HaSeder, the Zman HaZeh, are in place of the minhagim that they were when they ate the Pesach. And just like one has to eat the Pesach, be'emo v'yiro k'moy v'shas tefila, so too, he wears the kittel to give him that feeling of be'emo v'yiro, to put him in the right mode of saying the Haggadah. Okay, now we're going to begin the Seder, the Seder, Lela Seder, which begins in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. In Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, begin the halachis of Lel HaSeder. Many have the minig that before they begin the Seder, to sing Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, and they go through the different simonim of the Seder, which these simonim actually are brought down in the Machs of Vitri, B'Shem Rashi. So it seems that the simonim go back to a very early time. And the meaning of saying the simonim before the Seder is brought in the Sefer Yesod Yisher Shavada Al Pi Da'ariza. Some have the meaning to say before each part of the Seder, before Kadesh, to say Kadesh, before Orchatz, everyone says Orchatz. However, those that have this meaning to say it as we're going along the Seder to make those announcements have to be careful that before Rachza, before we wash for Achilles Matzah, we do not interrupt between the Rachza and the Achilles Matzah by saying Achilles Matzah. So before Rachza, you say Rachza, Moitzi Matzah, Maror, Koirech, as the Bir Halacha discusses, which we'll talk about more when we get there, about saying Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel, being mafsik between the Bracha and the Amoitzi, to eating the Kairach. We'll talk about more about that then. In Sif Aleph, this we begin with Kaddish. We pour the first Kais, and we make Kiddush. We say Kiddush. There's the Bracha of Shachianu. Those that are knowing normally to wash before Kiddush, Lel HaSeder, they do not wash before Kiddush unless the hands are not clean. Like before any other bracha, you have to just wash your hands a little to make sure they're clean. But of course, one does not make a bracha on that netila. And he's setting up the kais, ready to make kiddush. Fills it with the wine, and says the chay adam, before one makes kiddush, he should make an announcement to all the bnei beisai, men, women, that they should make sure to drink from their kais at least a rav revius at once without being mafsik. Like we explained yesterday, a rav revius would be rav of 2.9 ounces. So that's a very small amount. Try to drink it at one time or maybe in two gulps. And one could be samech on the shita of Rav Moshe that as long as he didn't take away from his mouth, that's enough. So now another very important point for this year, especially, is lo yikadosh ashetechshach da'inatzitzik achavim. Even though normally on Friday night or Lel Yontif, we are allowed to make early Shabbos, early Yontif. We can make Kiddush early before the night. However, Leil HaSeder, there's a special din that Kiddush should not be until Tzitzit Chavim. So I say this again because this year, unfortunately, as of now, hopefully things will change, but as of now, we're davening at home Yechidus, and it's very easy for us to decide, you know what, let's start the Seder early. And people already started asking, can they make early Seder? However, one should wait until Tzitzit Chavim. Tzitzit Chavim, in different places, they have different minhag of what Tzitzit Chavim is. And Eretz Yisrael, in general, people could be semech on 25 minutes after Shkia. In America, I think 50 minutes is accepted. Or 60, but one should follow whatever their minig of what they consider Tzitzit Chavim. And the Chay Adam goes on to tell us that there are certain kavanas that one has to have before they begin Kaddish. And I made a list of them over here, and that is as follows. The first kavana is that be mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayoyim, the mitzvah of the Mekaddish the day. The second kavana is Abim Mekayim the mitzvah of Dalei Kaisis. And this is the first of the Dalei Kaisis. The third kavana is that the Berchas Kiddush may be the Berchas HaMitzvah of the mitzvah of Vigadta Levincha, according to some Rishonim, which asked the question of why is there no bracha on the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? And some of them answer that the reason is because Kiddush is the bracha. So the third kavana is that with Kiddush, I'm making a bracha, I'm saying a bracha, which is the bracha of the Berachas HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The fourth kavana is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, as the Shagas Ayi writes that one can fulfill it with the wine of Kiddush. Fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by drinking a revius yayin from Kiddush. The fifth kavana has to do with what we discussed yesterday. In case one forgets to drink with haseba, they did not do haseba at the time when they were drinking the first kais. So now we run into a big shaila of whether I can repeat drinking the kais with haseba. So the Mishbrura's achra was that nowadays we do not repeat with Haseba. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if I made a tnai before Kiddush, that if I will forget to do Haseba, I want to be allowed to drink another cup of wine without making a new bracha, then one will be able to drink another cup of wine without making another bracha, and then one will have to do it with Haseba. So that is the fifth kavana that one should have before Kaddish. At the time when he's making the bracha of Shechiyanu, he should be mechavim for the mitzvah sayoyim. as we find in Hilchos Purim, the Mishmaru over there brings down about the Berachas Shachianu by Kriyas Megillah to Mechamim for the other mitzvahs Hayoyim. So too over here, at the time of Shachianu, one should be Mechamim for the other mitzvahs Hayoyim. Women also, when they're making the Berachas Shachianu by Halachas Neiros, should be Mechamim for the mitzvahs Halayla. And then we finish Kiddush. If the Kiddush, we do not make a bracha achrayna, we rely on the Berachas HaMazon, or the Mishmaru says we rely on the Aleph Gefen that we're going to make at the end. The Aleph Gefen that we'll make at the end of the four kaisis. Women can answer Amen to Shachyana by Kiddush. It's not an issue. Now, so we do not make a bracha achrayna. Now, if Leil Pesach comes out Friday night or Matzei Shabbos, so there's also Kiddush for Shabbos, there's also Abdullah. The next discussion is, after the first kais, am I allowed to drink between the two kaises? Am I allowed to drink between the two kaises? So the Gemara Pesachim tells us, it's a Mishnah, that between the third and the fourth kais, ben shlishi l'ravi lo yishta, one should not drink. I think Mara brings down a brisa. Ben akaisa lo l'roitza lishtes yishta. Ben shlishi l'rvi lo yishta. Between the first two kaisas, if one wants to drink, they could drink. But between the third and fourth, not to drink. And Taisvis and the Rashbam bring down different reasons to why one would not be able to drink between the third and the fourth kais. And based on those reasons, we have to figure out whether between the first and the second kais, are we allowed to drink or not. One reason given is in order that one should not shlo yishtaker, one should not get drunk and not be able to say the halal, or in our case, between the first kais and the second kais, he'll not be able to say the haggadah. But according to this reason, l'chayra, this would only answer drinking wine, something alcoholic. A second reason that's given is in order not to mevatel the tam of the matzah, which that doesn't apply to over here. A third reason, which is given, is that it looks like you're being meisiv on the dalet kaisis. Looks like you're being meisiv on the arba kaisis. And we hold that anytime I need to make a new bracha on the kais that I'm drinking now, it's nearer kemoisav ala kaisis. Del Yoraba brings down a third reason, another reason, which is connected to dala oisis of Havaya. So there are different reasons to why between the third and the fourth kais, one's not supposed to drink, or perhaps after the fourth kais, we'll discuss more when we get there. What's the din between the first two kaisis? So The Taisvis learns that, he said, Taisvis says that between the first two kaises, if one wants to drink, they could drink. As long as they didn't start the bracha of Asher Goalanu. Once they started the bracha of Asher Goalanu, then they cannot drink anymore. And that is the Shita de Balamar. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says an unbelievable new idea, Ramban and the Ran also, that the Dalet Kaisos were established as a Dava Kavua. And one is not supposed to be mafsik in the mitzvah that's being done on the Kais. So the Ramban says that once they finish drinking the first Kais, one should not be mafsik anymore. The halacha is mesupik. If this halacha begins, when does it begin? When does this Isra of a Hepsik begin? The Biralacha says, Umashma Mitzvah of Oideisa, the Phil Lehiskal Adayim Bagoda, Rakshemozagakois, Veichen Atzmil Amir Sagoda. The Biralacha has a tzad to say that according to the Ramban and the Ran, as soon as I poured the second kais and I'm ready to say the Agada, there's already an Isra of Bir Mafsi. And if we take a look at the Levush, when he's talking about one who forgot to say Avdallah and didn't remember until he began the Agada, says, don't be Mafsik. El Yashlim Agada, Agal Yisov Akach Yavdil. Because you can't be Mafsik in the middle of Agada. And the Bir Agra says, once you start the Agada, Asalishtais. There's an Issa to drink. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah understood in Agra that there's an Isser to be Mavsik with Shtia, middle of Haggadah. The Gra actually learns that the Svara for why we Ashkenazim are need to make a new bracha on each one, new bracha, Bari Priya Gafn, on each one of the Kaisais, is because there's a Hepsik in the middle of not being able to drink. There's an issur to drink between the first and the second kais, which because of that hefsek is mechayvas a new bari priya gafen. The Darkei Moshe writes that sipur ha'agada is k'may tefila, shanu mesaprim kevoyda kel v'shvach of yisala. And I heard the Shem Rav Eliashiv that he was magdir, that is a din of psuke de zimra, just like during psuke de zimra. There's an issur to drink. So too, during Maggid, there's an issur to drink unless he needs it in order to be able to say the Agada. If his mouth is dried out or he's falling asleep, he needs a coffee to keep himself awake. So then it'll be mutter for him to drink. But just time to drink during the Agada, according to the Ramban, according to these Paiskin, is not allowed. However, what should one drink if they do need to drink? If they do feel that they need a drink because they're drying out or to keep them awake, to be able to say that God the better, it should l'chayra be a mashka, which is not mishtaker. Like we saw this far earlier, that there's an extra reason why one should not drink a intoxicated beverage because it could cause shtakros and then make it difficult to say the Agada. So one should pick a drink which is not Nishtaker. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes. Im loy letzer chabesh lo yishtaka v'yimna mikriyas ha'agada. Even though it's right to be careful not to drink wine or any mashka which is Nishaka before he finishes the Agada. However, if there's a tzer chabesh, okay. So therefore, Halacha l'maisa, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mikol makom mutalish deshar mashka avshu beinyan shetzarich levarach aleihem." Even though you'll have to make a shakol on it. So therefore, if in the middle of Maggid, one now feels that they need to take a drink, better take a drink of something which is not mishtaker, and it should be that there's a tzarich for it. If one has kavana before kiddush to pater any drink that they're going to drink during Maggid, then the kiddush kapata them the bracha on the drink that they'll be drinking during Maggid. If they did not have that kavana, they should make a bracha then. Now, even though we're saying that one should not drink during Maggid of after the first kais, at least for when they pour the second kais. Similarly, one's not supposed to be mafsik with Dibur. One's not supposed to talk on inyanim that are not negated to the Agada. Inyanim that are not negated to the Lela Seda. Once he begins Maggid. Now, of course, Rosh Hashanah used to say, of course, one has to act with proper Derech Eretz and Benachas. He should say please. He should say thank you. And he should speak whatever is needed in order to keep awake the children, because that's the mitzvah of Laila, even though we brought down from the Shlah that Haggadah said the Ema, the Reses, the Zia. However, the children need their attention. The children need to be spoken to in their language. And whatever is needed for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, of course, that's what should be done. So this is an interesting idea over here, a new idea that once we begin Magid, one should not be mafsik. The Ramah tells us that that for Kiddush, the Balabayas leyimzig ba'atzmen, the Balabayas himself should not pour. Rak achar yimzig loy derecheros. So the Prisha understood in Ramah that this is a specific din in the Balabayas, that the Balabayas himself should pour. Someone else should pour loy for him. And he was medayike from the Gemara that says, umoizgin loy. Others have the meaning that no one pours for themselves, everyone pours for the other person, out the din of cheros. And part of cheros is the fact that I could pour for someone else, I could serve someone else, is also a certain feeling of cheros. Doesn't take away from the cheros, the fact that you're pouring for the other people. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Kvar chasavnu shabal abayis leyimzik ba'atzmei al achar." But we're not nizer in this. Why? Looks like a gaiva. To command or to tell your wife to pour. Why is he any better than her? So whether we follow the Aruch HaShulchan or not, we definitely have to keep that in mind, that even if others are pouring for you, but there needs to be a certain achnot to that. And that's the meaning of many houses, that either they pour for the balabais only, or one person pours for everyone, and different people pour for different people. And again, we have to keep in mind that when we drink the wine of Kiddush, we drink it with a seba, and there's no bracha achrayna afterwards. That's Kaddish. That's the mitzvah of Kaddish. Kiddush Hayoyim, with the other kavanis that we mentioned earlier. Orchatz. Orchatz is that we wash hands. Now, it's interesting, the Lashon Orchatz and the Lashon Rochza later on. Orchatz is more of a command. Rochz is an act that we're doing it. Which I used to say, because since we're not used to doing Orchatz, so the Baal Bayis has to announce, wash your hands. That's Orchatz. There are different reasons for Orchatz. One reason is based on the din of kosher tibule b'mashke, something which was dipped in liquid needs a tirsi daim. Halacha brought down in Hilchas Netilas Sidayim, if eating something which is tibulai be'echon yeshiva mashkin, something that's dipped into one of the seven mashkin, there's a need to wash hands beforehand. There's a long discussion in the Paiskin whether it's with a bracha, without a bracha, and there's another discussion in the Paiskin and Rishonim that I quoted over here, Rishonim that could be nowadays. That it could be nowadays, this whole halacha doesn't even apply. Take a look at Tosfos, the Tor, the Bi'ur Halacha, whether it applies nowadays or not. So that's one reason, because of the din of kosher tibule b'mashkin. Why is it that all of a sudden tonight, we're being makbar on the salacha when during the year we're not makbar on the salacha? And there happens to be good reasons why we're not makbar on it throughout the year, because it's pashut almost never negay anyways, halacha l'maisa. But we're not going to give a share on that now. So the second reason that's given by the Chok Yaakov is the yisod that we mentioned earlier. He says, that which we wash our hands on this night, ke'echad min shar shinuyim sha'isim lazu k'deshi yishalu. It's in order to get the children to ask questions. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, again, with the side, Shari kama shnuyim oinu oisim b'lel zeh, v'inyin ha-tibolu k'dei shishalu tonight, guys, the idea of washing our hands, the idea of dipping the karpas into the me'melach, as we'll discuss, is all k'dei shishalu ha-tinaikis. That is the kavana. Why am I doing orchats? To get the kids excited, to get them to ask questions. What's going on? Why are you doing this? Karpas is to get them to ask questions. And that's why many have the minhag that only the Baal HaBayis washes his hands by orchats, because that's enough in order to create a shinoi over here. Rav Shimon Aida brings down another reason, which is the Nitziv, in his Hagdama to the Agadas Imre Shefa, which is a beautiful Agada, that Chazal wants us to be noig at the Lel HaSeda like we did by the Beis HaMikdash. And over there, Dinei Tumah V'Tahara were noig. Now, what do we respond to the children when they ask us? I will discuss when we get to Karpas. Now, what happens? So, halacha lemaisa, orchats. We get up, either the Baal HaBayis alone or everyone, depending on your minig, and we wash our hands. We wash our hands with no bracha. We do not say al netil zidayim. So, the Baal HaBayis should make announcement, we're washing without al netil zidayim. And if one forgot and they didn't make al netil zidayim, then when we come to karpas, you should make sure to eat a kezayis of the karpas. And then when later on by rochsa, you should wash again. We're noig to eat less than a kezayis by karpas, but this person who forgot and made the bracha of al netil zidayim, so he should make sure to eat a kezayis of karpas. The Gra's shita was that one should make the bracha of antisidayim and eat a kezayis. And there's a story with the Chafetz Chaim that he once forgot and said the bracha antisidayim by orchats. And he said, Baruch Hashem, I was mekayim the Gra once in my life. So we have over here orchats. And that's the idea of orchats. The kavan of orchats is k'dei sheyishalu, or as the din of tibulei b'mashkin. And then we go on to karpas. Karpas, we take from the karpas less than a kezayis, and we dip it into either salt water or vinegar. And the reason for this is, says the Gemara, the tihevi hekira l'tinaikos should be some kind of hecker for the children. And that's what the Torah says, to make a shinoi for the children to ask, what's this shinoi all about? The Bach is bothered with the question, okay, we got the kids to ask already by orchats, we got the children to ask by karpas, but what do we respond to them? What are we answering them? Says the Bach that the answer to the children is that this tibul before the suda is derech chayra. Like B'nai Chayrin, they're a matzbil before the Suda. When that appetizer, that in a fancy Suda, they serve an appetizer, a real appetizer. They serve a real appetizer before the Suda to whet the appetite. That's something of Cheros. This is what it represents. We're tonight B'nai Chayrin. And this is a form of Derech Cheros. That's why you're not used to it, because during the year, we're not Cheiros, but tonight we are B'nai Chayrin, that the minig of B'nai Chayrin is to be matzbil beforehand in order to whet the appetite. And the Bach says, V'li Nira, that the answer is, B'fish Adayin Legiz Manasuda. So we tell them, you know what? And the second answer that the Bach is saying is, we tell them, you know, tonight we're not starting the Suda right away. Tonight we're going to first speak about the Haggadah. We're going to sing Hallel. Therefore, we're just doing a little dipping now, a little dipping to taste, to get a taste in our mouths before the Suda, so that we shouldn't go in on an empty stomach. So these are the two answers that we tell the children. You know something? This is just in place of starting the Suda. We're going to have a Suda later. But first, we're just starting off with something. And by doing this, you're awakening the kids to be curious about what's going to be, how are things going to go along. And this is what the Pri Chodesh writes, that the Iker is for the Heker with the Tibol, and this is how you get the children awake and involved. Bring it out when you're doing it. Say to the kids, look what we're doing now. We're going to wash our hands. We're going to dip the karpas in the salt water and let them look and wonder what's going on and begin a conversation. The truth is, your answer does not have to be an answer to the question. It's enough that they're asking, and then you can go on and talk about anything you want. But those are the basic answers that one could answer. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important point, which the Baal Bayis should announce before Orchatz. So again, before Orchatz, the Baal Bayis is announcing, we're washing our hands now without a bracha, and we're going to eat karpas. By karpas, we're going to make a bracha by pri ha'adama, and we're going to be mechavin with the bracha by pri ha'adama to pater the by pri ha'adama on the mara, which we're going to eat later on, and we're going to eat less than a kezayis of the karpas. And many also have the minig, which a lot of great people held, la halacha, that one should not be mafsik between orchatz and karpas. So those are the announcements for karpas. What is used for karpas? The main thing that's needed for karpas is something which is bracha, is bari pri ha'adama, because we need to pater the bracha bari pri ha'adama and the mara. Therefore, it should be something of bari pri ha'adama. So it should be a type of yerek, a type of vegetable. It's bari pri ha'adama. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch speaks out petrozilia, which is petrozilia, or parsley, which is parsley, or celery. There's a Chuvas Chassam Seifa where he says karpas is celery. And in Europe, many people did not have celery, so that's why they used other types of vegetables. So the Kitzur brings down either parsley, celery, radishes. The Baron Cutler used potatoes. Chabad, they used onions. I just quoted here the Tshuvas from Rav Moshe, that on radish and onions, there could be a question if it's ha'adama or not. There are different minhagim of whether karpas is eaten with haseba or not, so one should find out what their minig is about eating with haseba. So again, karpas, we take a vegetable, that's a bari pri ha'adama. If one has a specific minig of a specific vegetable, they should follow that minig. And then, we're mechavin to pata with this bracha, also the mara, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav is meirich, and we dip it into salt water. Why salt water? As I saw, Rav Shimon Aida bring down from the Shlo, zeicha l'amrirus v'ashibud, to zeicha to the bitterness and the shibud, and he explains it to mean the tears of the Jewish people at the time of the slavery, the tears that came from their eyes. The Ramah says vinegar, but it's either or. Okay, so today we went through Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas. Mi'etz Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Yachatz. Any questions?
Why the rose being machmir like the Mishnah Berurah? It's a very big chiddush for Gra and the Ramban that one cannot drink at all during the after through Maggid.
I was not machmir like him. What I did say was, if I was machmir like him, I would have told you not to drink. What I did say was that only one needs to, should they drink.
So the Zaman always drink. It brought down from Shlom Zaman because of Shiriko.
Okay. Okay.
Klikyako.
Okay. I you asked me my opinion. My opinion is like Ramban and the Ran.
Oh, yeah? That's what I'm asking. Even after.
Yeah. I think it will make your Magid into a whole different Magid. Try it this year.
We only eat a vegetable in order so that we could pater the mar. Why a vegetable?
So there are other reasons, which I don't know why I skipped, but I brought down, I think, because karpa stands for perech. Where is that? There was another reason for that. Slips my mind. But the main reason is we're picking a vegetable to pata for the bracha of Adama. That definitely is the main reason. But there may be another. I'll tell you what. You know what? The Chassam Sofer is true, but gives another reason to why dafka celery. He makes the gematria from the word celery. I have to check that up. I have it in my Mara notes. When we get to Mara, we have that tshuva over there. We'll see. The Chassam Sofer says that the main thing was celery, and he makes the gematria over there. Interesting.
What about Rav Avadia and Rav Aaron?
Who's Rav Avadia? What do you mean, Rav Avadia?
They have onions and potatoes, and there's other.
The Baron used the potato, because in Europe they didn't have anything except for potatoes. In Europe they didn't have potatoes, so he just continued with what the minig was in Europe.
And what would Rebbe say before Kiddush? What is Kiddush? Kiddush is that we're being mekadosh the yom without.
That's
our
it.
Kiddush. That we're without our Kiddush, no. The yom isn't mekadosh. Like what is Kiddush in one sentence?
No. Kiddush. There's a mitzvah deraisa. You should set aside this day as a day of kedusha. Right, just like every Friday night, the day Shabbos begins when Shabbos begins. But there's a mitzvah to be mekadosh the day, which means to establish, as the Rambam says, a mitzvah to speak out with words that this day is different than every other day of the week, and therefore says the Rambam. We make Kiddush in the beginning of Shabbos, and we say Avdolah at the end of Shabbos. That is the mitzvah of Kiddush. One could drink coffee with milk during the Seder, like we mentioned. If one needs to, they could drink coffee with milk, as long as they're not fleshing.
Which mitzvahs are we having in mind by the Shechiyanu? There's 64 mitzvahs, Leil Seder.
There's four mitzvahs. You can make a cheshon of 64, but the four mitzvahs is dalek koisais, sibur yitzis mitzrayim, right? The achilas matzah and achilas mara. That's sibur yitzis mitzrayim. Is igat levincha. There's there's two derais and two derabanan. Now you can make a cheshon of 64, which is yidua that the goin, right? The goin made the cheshon, and which they will talk about a little, but the four main mitzvahs is hello. The four main mitzvahs is those are the four main mitzvahs. Dalek koisei, sibur yitzis mitzrayim, achilas matzah, and achilas mara. But if you know what, Evie?
Yeah.
You send us a list of the 64 mitzvahs. We'll be happy to go through them.
Deal.
Okay. Good. Fine. Any other questions?
Do we say hallel? If you have the minute to say hallel by after Ma'ariv.
Yeah.
Do you say hallel this year at home?
The Yechidus. If it's your minute to, then yeah. Yeah.
With a bracha?
No. Most people don't say with a bracha ever.
If you daven Sfarad, you do.
Yeah, fine. Of course you do.
If your minig is to say with a bracha, then you should.
Even be achidus.
Yeah.
The whole thing is beis haknesses.
You know what? Let me double check that. Let me double check that. I'm not sure. Why do you say it's basic Knesset?
That's the Ramah. The Ramah says the Mechaber says that we say in the basic Knesset, we say Hallel.
The Ramah says
we don't. But I'm saying whoever's going with the Mechaber, the Sfardim.
Yeah, because why would you daven be a chiddus? What the Mechaber is saying is the basic Knesset mean when you daven in Ma'ariv as opposed to when you come home with Lala Seder. But is it din in basic Knesset? I don't know. I have to check that out. I'm not sure.
Betzibur. It says Goyim Hallel Betzibur.
Yeah, because that's where you are as opposed to at home when you're not Betzibur. But as opposed to if you don't have Betzibur, then they're not. Could be. I don't know. Let me check that.
I thought it was Talia Minyan.
Okay. Yeah?
So Machlekes Rishenim. There's three Machlekes Rishenim where it's Talia and based on that comes out Nafkaminas.
Okay, I'll double check.
The Rav should look into it. I'm saying it's not a simple thing.
Yeah, okay, fine. Shkayach b'mimayrit, I appreciate it. Okay, let me just see the questions here. 1 minute, what does English Pesach guidelines? We do have English Pesach guidelines, I think online. I'm not sure where that is. Does Echas in 1 second?
I posted it, Rebbe. That's the link. The thing I put on. Yeah, the two Google Drive links are today's Maram Chaimis and also the thing that ZNT just sent out, the guidelines for 2020.
Oh, good. Okay. We are only veterans in.
Rebbe, are there different halachas this year for B'nai Eretz Yisrael B'chutz Laretz? Because L'chaira, there's a real tzina.
Someone just sent in that Asher Weiss said that there's no halal b'yichidus at home. Fine, I bow to those greater than me.
No halal b'chlal? No, my question is if
by Myriv.
The shaila is if a B'nai Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz this year, there's a real tzinna, even though we say there's a Myriv sign when you're yourself, but this year everyone's in quarantine. So l'chayr, there's more makam to say that you're in your own makam.
I know, it's too complicated, this question. Fine. Okay. Fine. Maybe you could call me about kashering if you want.
And about okay. This.
And about this also. Okay, fine. Everyone have a wonderful day or evening.
Shkai Rebbe.
Thank you.